My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how I got banned from iTunes.
So Eric, how did you get banned from iTunes? Technically, he's back in now too.
Yes, I'm back in. So Growth Everywhere, which is the other podcast I've done, is approaching, I think it's over 5 years now, actually. So initially, in the early days of podcasting, there's a couple ways to optimize. Like, yeah, you got to get into new and noteworthy. You got to do like a lot of promotion in the beginning, launch with five episodes. There's like this template that everyone followed, right? You have this checklist that everyone follows. And one of the things in the checklist was to make sure that, let's say for me, let's say there's other similar podcasts because it's an entrepreneurial interview podcast. So, Entrepreneur on Fire, Mixergy, right? All these other, Pat Flynn, for example, Smart Passive Income. So, fundamentally, like, if your audience is hanging out on these other podcasts, you just put their keywords into your title or your subtitle. So what my podcast said before was Growth Everywhere, similar to Pat Flynn, similar to Smart Passive Income, similar to Entrepreneur on Fire. Everybody was doing that, right? Literally the people teaching you how to do podcasting, they were all doing that. And that kind of keyword stuffing, which is like the early days of SEO, that worked really well. And I would appear. And I actually, like a couple years down the road later, when I started seeing some more success with podcasting, I saw people actually putting my name inside of their byline. So I guess, that's always like a way of flattery. And then people right now are actually using Marketing School right now inside of their titles. But the thing is, Apple started cracking down on that recently. So they would actually remove or de-index people from iTunes, and I basically got banned. So my Growth Everywhere podcast was no longer showing up to new people that would be searching in iTunes. It would still show up for people that subscribe, but any new discoverability, it was completely gone. And then what basically happened, if you want me to jump into it,
yeah,
is my team caught it. So thank you to my content team and UA from my content team, actually. And then she basically, we had to remove the keyword. So no longer could I put smart passive income or Neil Patel or whatever. I just removed that. It's just like Growth Everywhere now, like entrepreneurial interviews. It's much more basic now. It's not keyword stuff. We had to go to Apple support, Apple podcast support. You reach out to them, and then they basically checked it again. And they said, look, we're going to put you back up in 24 hours. Got it back.
Yeah. And when you reach out to them, it just took 24 hours. They responded right away.
They responded very quickly.
Oh, cool. So in other words, don't be too aggressive with your podcast marketing, especially on iTunes. What you'll find is if you're going to do a podcast, iTunes will be a large portion of your listens. The stats that they give you are really off, though. So don't think they're accurate.
Yeah, that's for another episode.
Yeah.
But that is it for today. Look, you got to look out for the keyword stuffing stuff.
Oh, but if you add the keywords in the description, you're pretty good. Just don't add them in the title. So description, add as many as you want.
That is it for today. But go to marketingschool.io/stats if you'd like to join us for a live event in LA. You don't have to be there. We'll record it as well. But we need you to help us get to 1 million first. We're about 800,000 right now. Go to marketingschool.io/stats. Rate, review, subscribe to this podcast. There'll be food there. We'll get to meet you in person. Again, it'll be recorded. You're going to get to come to the sunny SoCal weather away from the cold, the miserable cold, whatever you are. I'm not even going to call something out or else I might get in trouble. But it's going to be cold, okay, in early 2019. So marketingschool.io/stats, and we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.